whether it's bringing back a precious memory to an Alzheimer's patient or giving a preschooler the confidence to speak or move, music therapy is becoming an important way of reaching people. Now, they might be refugees or prisoners, troubled youth, children, the dying, autistic or seniors. Music Therapy Week, which starts today and runs through to the 15th, is highlighting its work this year, celebrating diverse communities across Aotearoa. To find out how it works, I spoke to Luke Stoddart, who works at the Rokitauri Music Centre in Auckland.
So music therapy is the planned use of music to assist with the healing and personal growth of people with identified emotional, intellectual, physical and or social needs. It's strength-based, so we work from what the client can do. It's humanistic, or what we call client-centred, which is based on client interests or requests. It's also evidence-based.
Yeah. I suppose with that too, like last time we heard from you, you'd produced a Christmas album with some rest home residents.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. And that must be a neat thing with the music they're getting involved. And now you're working on another Kiwi theme one. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so obviously we recorded the Christmas album, which was awesome, with a colleague at the Rokitauri Music Therapy Trust, where I work in Tamaki Makaurau, and we're working on potentially more music with the elderly, recording music with the elderly, which is we've discovered as a really awesome breakthrough to being able to meet those people at their level and have an heirloom for them to take to their families or listen to themselves.
That must be quite heartwarming for you to see that, right? Because does the music sort of connect them with other times in their lives, or like what? How does it affect them?
Absolutely. You know, it's a common theme that we'll sing a song and then we'll have a discussion about the song or what it meant to certain people in the group for longer than the song was sung for itself. So, you know, some of the rich discussions that are had in and around the music is all part of the therapeutic approach and experience for clients.
And do you see it happen on their face when it happens? Is there that moment where they're like, oh, you know, it comes back?
Yeah, absolutely, especially with those people who have Alzheimer's and dementia, and there'll be that moment where they can just, it just takes them straight back to, you know, a period in their life where they were young, where they were prospering, enjoying life. And I think a lot with dementia, it's they lose a lot of their short-term memory and their mid-term memory, but that long-term memory remains. And if you can unlock it, which is what we do through music, then you start to see a lot of these memories come to life. Yeah, it's really powerful.
It's amazing, the power of music, because I've heard, I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that it can help people with stammers even when they sing. It doesn't really affect them, and I know it's great for autistic people and that as well. How did you find your way into music therapy?
I had heard about it through going to a careers expo night when I was at school, and it was sort of in the back of my head while I was studying, because it's a master's degree. So I did my undergraduate in sonic arts and music technology. And then after I'd finished that, I was wanting to do more study, and I'd always sort of thought about using music as a tool to help other people. I thought music therapy was the best possible way to do that.
Do you find at first when you're talking to people about it that they're almost a bit like, really, music therapy? You know what I mean? Do you have to talk people around to it sometimes?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that people don't know what it is. So it's sort of explaining what it is, you know, what a session might look like. Yeah, I might just explain that, you know, the sessions are very different. It depends on the age group. Personally, I work with kids that are age 2 or 3, preschool level, all the way up to dementia work, so people that are over 100. So I have quite a wide variety of clients. And then so explaining what each of those sort of sessions looks like with the kids, coming in and doing a lot of nursery rhymes, depending on what the diagnoses are, movement, stuff around speech and language, and then with the elderly, evoking those memories and engaging socialization, participation, movement as well from them.
You've got two different sets of people making really different connections there. Like you said, the elderly people remembering when you're young and you're prosperous and stuff. Tell me about those little 2s and 3s-year-old. Like, what do you see out of them that the music does?
There's one preschool that I work at where there's kids who have autism, ADHD and other diagnoses, and then they're also coupled with another group. It's all in the same group that has cerebral palsy. So that's quite a contrasting two different groups of clients. But my job, at least, is to bring them together and through song. And there's a lot of movement with the young kids. They love doing the hokey pokey. There's a song that's a waiata that's actually really popular, Pakeke Mai o Mati Mati.
Yeah.
They really enjoy doing that. So you're lots of movement, lots of nursery rhymes, lots of songs about rainbows and numbers and letters, you know, the ABCs, Twinkle Twinkle.
Yeah.
Actually has the same melody, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
So
the Music Therapy Week, and sometimes when you're putting things together, it's great to have a theme or something like that.
Yeah.
Tell us about Music Therapy Week, because it's got a special theme this year.
Yeah, so this year the theme is Meaningful Moments in Music Therapy, celebrating diverse communities across Aotearoa.
Yeah.
For me, this theme deeply resonates with my work. Every session that I have is filled with meaningful moments, celebrating diverse communities that I engage with across Tamaki Makaurau. Whether it's an elderly resident, as I mentioned, in a rest home, reconnecting with some cherished memories through song, or a child or young adult finding confidence through improvisation, or even a multicultural group sharing their musical traditions. These moments highlight the power of music to unite, heal and uplift. And my work is centred on creating inclusive spaces where people's cultural identities and their uniqueness and musical strengths are all honoured and they're celebrated.
That's Luke Stoddard there, a music therapist at the Rokitauri Music Centre, which is in Tamaki Makaurau.